وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salamullah. Justice is Ali, and Ali is justice. Amir al-Mu'mineen, one day he brought clothes. One was better than the other. And he gave the good one to his servant Qambar, not to keep it to himself, something I and you probably would not do. He denied power to Muawiyah, the corrupt governor of Syria, where most people would say, well, what's the harm? Let him take place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said about Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ali stands with the truth and the truth stands with Ali. History of Islam is full of the incidents of his chivalry and merciful behavior towards his enemy. Even as a khalifa, as a ruler, he implemented rigorous orders on his officers, administrators, and provincial governors to abide by justice. He punished, dismissed all corrupted administrators and governors. In a letter to Ziyad ibn Abih, Imam Ali alayhi salam warned against corruption, and he said to him, I truthfully swear by Allah that if I come to know that you have misappropriated the funds of the Muslim, small or big, I shall inflict upon you such punishment which will leave you empty-handed, heavy-backed, and humiliated. Now, such heavy, strong, powerful words coming from Imam Ali alayhi salam to a governor of his only demonstrates the implication of justice in his system and how he takes his system and justice so seriously, that no one, doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter who, what rank they have, they will face the full wrath of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He advised all his governors to establish justice and eradicate corruption. He advised Malik al-Ashtar, the governor of Egypt, or so was to be the governor of Egypt before he was poisoned and assassinated. Imam Ali wrote to him, talking about justice, instructing him about justice. He says to him, do justice for Allah, and do justice towards the people, and against yourself, you near ones and those of your subjects for whom you have a liking, because if you do not do so, you will be oppressive. It doesn't matter if you are Malik. It doesn't matter if you are my closest companion. If you do not apply justice, then you are an oppressor. And then the Imam continues and he says to him, and when a person oppresses the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then instead of his creatures, Allah becomes his opponent. So if you oppress people, you will face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break, then we will continue the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen to his disciple Malik al-Ashtar.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were looking at the letter written by Amir al-Mu'mineen to his disciple Malik al-Ashtar, advising him to apply justice. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, said, "And when Allah is the opponent of a person, he tramples his plea, and he will remain in the posting of being at war with Allah until he gives it up and repent. As long as a person is an oppressive and not applying justice, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one will stand against him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will punish him, unless he gives up that position of oppression and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gives people back their right." Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful alayhi salamullah, he strictly cautioned his governors and his officers against accepting bribes and gifts. And what a tragedy that we have in our time, where we see this is the core of most of corrupted systems, bribes and gifts and money being given to people to get away with things. He said to them, "Any ruler who hides himself from people's need, Allah will also hide himself from him and his needs on the day of judgment." Now, you think he can hide from Allah? Well, let us wait and see. You come to Allah on the day of judgment. Then he continues and he says, "And if he accepts a gift, bribe, he would be a traitor. And if he accepts bribes, he would be a polytheist." Subhanallah. This is the justice of Ali alayhi salam. You take a gift, you are a traitor to the Muslim world. You are a traitor to your fellow brethren if you accept a gift. Now, how many people in power, they accept even sometimes the worst of gifts? They accept a ring, a watch, even sometimes, excuse my language, but even a shoe. And they, you know, they end up being corrupted. So if a person accepts a gift, Amir al-Mu'mineen considers him to be a traitor. But if he goes a level higher and becomes and accepts bribes, Amir al-Mu'mineen considers him no longer a Muslim. He says he is a polytheist. He is committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll find this in Najul Balagha in letter 53. So he takes justice seriously. That if you are not abiding to the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're an oppressor, then in the sight of Ali alayhi salam, you are not a Muslim anymore. You're a mushrik. You're taking partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this puts a great emphasis on me and you to make sure that we do not indulge in such an act of giving gifts and bribes, because sometimes we put in a hard test and we face a corner where my application, my thing will not work unless I pay a bribe or give a gift. Now, will I be on the side of Ali, on the justice of Ali, or am I going to give up to my desires and wants and needs? That's a choice me and you have to make, but the consequences are very heavy. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صل يا ربي على طه الأمين رحمة أرسلته للعالمين وعلى آل النبي أجمعين فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.